This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that?
This section of the Rio Grande Valley border in Brownsville has seen its fair share of changes. For a while, the president's tough talk on illegal immigration worked.
And he convinced people who were anticipating illegal crossings that they're going to be in trouble if they do that, and so they stopped.
The number of illegal border crossings went down significantly last year. Perhaps a comprehensive border fence all along the border would no longer be necessary. But the number went back up a few months ago, and the senator changed his mind. According to the Department of Homeland Security, arrests in the southwest border went up from 25,000 in October to 29,000 in November before swinging back down to a little under 27,000 in February. It's enough to warrant talk, not just about border fences, but about tougher legislation. The senator is working on a bill addressing undocumented immigrants, and he says it's simple.
You have to stay in your country of origin until such time as a court date is set. Then you can come across and go to court.
Inhofe is referring to a de facto catch-and-release program, the Obama-era policy, which allowed undocumented immigrants to be freed while their cases played through the courts. President Trump moved to end the policy last year, but it still happens, mainly because higher arrest rates have led to limited spaces at detention centers. ICE is left to choose who and how many to keep.
ICE would say, our hands are tied. Border Patrol is bringing us people, and we have no beds.
Inhofe says ICE's policy of releasing low-risk immigrants creates a loophole because undocumented immigrants don't always return for their court proceedings, though there are no current government statistics to support that belief. Still, critics say the senator's stance won't solve anything.
What guarantees do we have that they'll be allowed back into the country to attend a court date? We're going to see people losing their neighbors, their employees, their coworkers, their friends, their families.
Inhofe is planning to introduce the bill in the Senate within the next 3 weeks.
You know, the challenge that you have with this argument, as they lay it out, is that, this is the risk that people who are here illegally, that they take. They establish friends, they find jobs, and suddenly they're gone. And that's unfortunate for the employee and for everybody all the way around. But you have to go where it all begins. This is the problem. You know, I happen to be in California right now, and with some of the thinking here from the Attorney General, is they want to deal with the problem here in the country as opposed to at the border. So if you're not, if you're not setting up a system that promotes a win-win proposition, then you get some really convoluted thinking that has to come into play to say, okay, we've got the people here, the illegals here. Now let's find a way to accommodate them. Whether you're worried about they're going to meet a court date. Well, if they're illegal and you've released them, I don't understand what are they thinking? What do they think is going to happen? If somebody is here illegally and the chances are they're going to get deported, and if they don't want to be deported, do you think they're going to show up and be a part of the system and say, okay, I'm going to do a legal thing, even though I've been illegal up to this point? Like somehow there's going to be a shot when I go in front of the judge and say, look, here's all these reasons why I should stay in the country and why I should go to the front of the line and get consideration, even though I didn't do it the right way and I broke the law to begin with. So, trying to fix the problem after we've already created it is kind of maniacal, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of weird that we would approach it that way as opposed to saying, look, let's do something certainly at the border. And then if there are other things that we need to look at systemically that promotes this kind of, this kind of result, then we need to introduce legislation or get some of this legislation out that and some of these orders that were done during the previous administration that had people scrambling to get across the border, but they have no way to get back. So there's no easement back. So they're kind of locked into this country and being illegal. It is such a mess. But continuing to accommodate it because of the mess that was created by legislators only compounds the problem. if you understand this. And I know it's hard to understand because, like we keep saying, it's very complex. But we'll keep talking about it, all right?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Always love to hear from you. Hey, we've got our favorite college professor and national radio and TV personality, the one, the only. Yes. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, as we consider life with Lauren. Hey, Miss Lauren, how are we doing? Are you there with me? Okay, I heard her there just a moment ago, and then we lost her in the press. Now I can hear you. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to speak. Yeah.
I was here the whole time.
You promise? I think you do. I think you just do this to me just to tease me. Just say, well, is
keep you on edge.
I know.
The stuff in your arteries when you get scared like that, it just like cleans you out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm right with you, and you're stretching me here because it's Monday Thursday, also known as Holy Thursday. I'm not sure where Monday. Where does Monday come from? Do you know?
Should you I ask you that? If you had asked me 5 minutes ago, I could have hopped on Google and told you, but I wasn't prepared.
Well, no, that's okay. But you see, these things, you have these tidbits. I mean, when I need a lifeline, I usually go to you and go, help me out here. But
anyway. That would be the worst lifeline ever. Like, when I watch Jeopardy, I don't get any of the categories. I'm
really?
Like, okay, I would not be able to be on Jeopardy. No. But I have friends that they just remember, like, amazing trivia. They just have this knack for it, not me. No. I'm
right.
If you call me for lifeline, you'd be off the show.
Yeah, well, according to Wikipedia, it says that this Thursday, the Thursday before Easter, commemorates the Maundy, and I'm sure that means something. I'm just not sure. I can't seem to discern it. The Last Supper of Jesus Christ with the Apostles as described in the Gospels. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's something significant, and as a Bible scholar, I should know this, but I just thought, well, you would help me out, but...
Well, the first person that emails Bill with the correct answer, he'll send you a prize pack. How about that?
Hey, yes, exactly. We'll find something. Well, there's something here. It says...
See, I'm on the phone riding down the roads in rain, so I can't be on the internet and on the phone at the same time because modern technology has not figured that out yet. Have y'all noticed? Like, at least with my phone carrier, if you're on the phone, you can't be on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work at the same time. Is your phone like that?
Well, sometimes when it doesn't have an attitude, you know, and speaking of cell phones, I mean, of course, all this stuff. Do you know your cell phone's listening to you? I mean, have you heard the latest that's going on? You know, I mean, we know that.
I want to know this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this one tech expert.
There's more.
Well, no, it's not conspiracy. This is really happening is that they're in a room. They're talking about a topic. And next thing they know, they check a website. And the very thing they happen to be talking about, they didn't interact with the phone other than the phone happened to be in the room. Right. And so it's listening in. And so based on what it hears, it offers suggestions.
It Brother is watching and listening all the time.
This is beyond Big Brother. I mean, we heard about it and we read about it as kids growing up, and now here it is, and it's unbelievable.
It's bewildering.
It's pretty scary, huh?
It is, but I guess I feel like saying, if you want to know all about my life stuff, and you know that's important to you, have at it. You know what I mean? I don't have any secrets. I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, except Robin's going, whoa, wait a minute.
Don't say that on national radio!
Yeah, what are you doing to us? Hey, speaking of which, did you guys finally get a chance to go see I Can Only Imagine?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
And our whole church rented out a movie theater to see Paul. And I have to tell you all this, and maybe some of you have been thinking the same thing. I want to see it, but I'm concerned to see it, because when I saw Passion of the Christ, it devastated me. Mm-hmm. And I just am wondering if I can take it.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it's really hard to watch.
Well, there's some tough things about it, but not like the Passion, 20 minutes of scourging. Although it's interesting, I find there's a lot of people I talk to that have said that the Passion is part of their Easter tradition now. That it really connects them with their with their faith.
Last night I was teaching a group at my church on stressed out moms, if you can imagine. And we were just talking about the blood of Jesus and the Easter season and the resurrection. And that if we just watched that movie often, we would be reminded of how much he loves us. Because we tend to forget that in the day-to-day. We get so caught up and so boggled down. And I don't know about you all, but my family has had a rough week. And it's probably spiritual warfare, because we're heading into celebrating that he died for us and he rose again and suffered a horrible death in between. But, I think that's a good point, that even though it's hard to watch, it's a reminder of the price that he paid for us. Mm. So, yeah, I'm still trying to decide. I know Rob and Dad are going, because they can easily take all that. But it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see what Christians went through.
Because he was transformed. Yeah, exactly. Well, transformed, and then to the point to where he would freely accept death. And not only he, but many of the early martyrs of the church during, the 30 or 40 years after Christ's crucifixion, what happened there under Nero, and you imagine, people of faith being, impaled on some wood and lit up to light up the the driveway, so to speak, to Nero's castle. That's just it's unbelievable.
It's so demonic, and I think you just are shocked that people can be that callous and that cold. But we see it in our culture now.
Mm-hmm.
See Christians persecuted, and you think, my Lord, have mercy on them. And we keep praying the rapture comes before we see anything like that in our country. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, we don't have to.
Comparatively, there is some stress, and there's been a war on religion, and we've had to undergo some things, but it's a hangnail compared to, what others have been subjected to. I look at what's happened in the Middle East and, ancient lands there that where Christians once resided, and, like ancient Mesopotamia, that whole Nineveh province has been wiped out. And, things were starting to be rebuilt again. Home ownership was on the rise. Homes were starting to get up to $500,000. Then comes ISIS, and they just wipe everything out. They just took every asset, gobbled it up like the Blob, and wiped out that. And look what's happening in Syria and, like I said, other parts of the world. And then you have people that are under persecution that is beyond our imagining. And this is why we've been crying out here on this show about Syria, about the people there, the children that have been abused and what's going on. And that Syria is coming under judgment. And at some point, as the Bible says, Syria will be no more. And you're looking at the devastation going on in that country and what's happened to the people there. And you're going, God, how much more can they handle?
Oh, and it's like we're torn between wanting to know so we can pray and understand, but then it's safer to stay in our little bubble so we're not burdened by it. Mm-hmm. But if you're burdened by it and you see what's happening, then you're going to be crying out for those people in the midnight hour. That's why it's important to study, to show ourselves approved and really understand and know what other Christians are going through.
Exactly. Well, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. We're talking about Life with Lauren. and taking a look at the culture. When we come back, I want to talk about, Roseanne. Roseanne got a reboot and is doing really, really well. It's kind of exciting having some bipartisan conversation. What a novel idea,
yeah.
Huh? Stay with us. We've got more from Lauren right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
I'll tell you, there's so many stories out there, and this is the opportunity, especially this being Holy Week, and what it culminates in. One of our favorite segments, and we bring it back every year out of the archives, is my discussion with Tony Campolo. And Lauren, it's just become famous that it's Friday and Sunday's coming, and his presentation of that is just so special. You know, and there are, there's value in traditions. You know, we were talking about, you know, the Passion of the Christ, and, you know, this is a holy week, and it's a time for us to, you know, set things apart. You know, God sets us apart. He sanctifies us and sets us apart. And this week, it should be a week of sanctification, one that is set apart, you know, for many Catholics who have participated in the Lenten process. It has been a daily reminder of sacrifice and, you know, subjecting themselves to, you know, to sacrifice so that they can be prepared to give thanks for this incredible day that happens, that we celebrate and remember every year called Easter.
I just want to be thankful for the blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we so easily just get so enraptured in our little mundane things, and that's one of the beautiful parts of celebrating is the reminder of the blood. In the blood, not only do we have healing of diseases, and not only do we have eternal life, forgiveness of sin, but he died for our peace. He died so no matter what we're going through, we don't have to worry or have fear, which is false evidence. Got it. And whatever you walk through, I've equipped you for it.
Yes.
And when you think about the blood, it covers all of our shame. It covers every single thing that we've ever done wrong, because when he looks at us, when God looks at us, he sees the blood of Jesus over us. And it covers us. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately, probably more this year than I ever have before, maybe because of things I'm walking through. And I see how the enemy tries to blind people to the beauty in the blood. And for us to remind each other of that. And one time I was really going through a difficult time, and the enemy was kind of just feeding me lies. And one of my friends, I'll never forget it, she said, "Lauren, I'm going to tell you about the blood of Jesus. If somebody's got to dig up something on Jesus's kids, tell them to go ahead and do it, because they got to swim through the blood to get to them." And I was like, you know, that's so true. If you think about it, what you know, he's surrounding you. If anybody's going to get to you, they got to get through him and his blood. But we don't stand on it the way that we should and believe in it and lean in it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it is that that it's like as if you have a gift and you're just carrying this gift around, and it's still wrapped up. And yeah, it's still wrapped up. The bows around. You go, hey, you know, didn't I see you with that gift last year? I have. Like, why haven't you opened it up? Oh, yeah. I just, you know, it's like, hey, here it is. And for all that God has given us, and you said so much there, and what particularly sticks out is peace. You know, I think sometimes we don't even understand what the word peace in God's terms mean. And I like the Jewish and cultural connotation of peace. And that is God's pursuit of everything that comes together and works perfectly according to our design, coming together. And God is faithful to pursue that on our behalf. You know, so God's peace surrounding us, it is that sense of confidence and assurance that we have that all is well, even in the midst of the most dire of, you know, moments or experiences, you know?
Well, when you think about Horatio Spafford that wrote the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." All the talk, he lost his business, his son, all his daughters. When the boat capsized, he was pursuing God, fully loved Jesus. And in the midst of all that, he wrote that song. No matter what you ask of me, no matter what happens, it is well with my soul. And we sing it to this day. And it's so beautiful because he wrote it in his place of distress. And to know that he loved God that much, it makes us stop and go, wow, do I love him like that? Because you mentioned him pursuing us, but do we pursue him?
Well,
that's what we have to ask ourselves this week.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is God knows this. And, you know, and I say this with some caution, because sometimes we can be so critical and so hard on ourselves. And I'm reminded every time I get into that situation, and I thank God for that, is that I'm reminded that God cares more than we do. and his purposes are grander than ours, that he understands our human failing. If he didn't, then, you know, Jesus was unnecessary,
it was
right?
For nothing.
Yeah. So,
that's exactly right.
And he
hasn't forgotten about you. You're not alone. Don't believe those lies. His timing is perfect. And we get an eternal perspective versus just looking at today, here, and now. Mm-hmm. That's when we can rest in his understanding versus our own.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Lauren, this is why I appreciate you coming on every week, because we can bring some balance. You know, we spend a lot of time, and sometimes I question if I spend too much time in dealing with the culture and the political environment and that sort of thing. And I trust that this is, you know, God wants me to bring balance to it and to make sure that, you know, as the Bible says, you know, for lack of knowledge, my people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be equipped. As Karl Barth, you know, would say when he went to the pulpit, he would have the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other. And it's finding that understanding and balance to know how those two come together. But to appreciate, like you were pointing to earlier, is that we need to, above all things, make sure that what the governing compass of our life is the spiritual. It's those things still hope for, the faith that we have in God because he is faithful. And that, you know, regardless of what's happening with Trump and what's happening with fake news and all this other stuff, you know, this is all, you know, according to human understanding. And I like that part in Scripture when it says the plans of man are laughable to God.
Mm-hmm.
In essence,
that's,
you know,
right.
that's the translation there, basically.
And we learn not to plan. We learn to say, I'm giving you today. You gave me
right.
manna for today. If I take too much, it's going to rot. So I need answers for today, knowing you'll be faithful for tomorrow. And his plans for us are better.
Mm-hmm.
Eternally. Right.
Well,
not for here and now, for eternity.
Although we are to make a difference here and now, I mean, this is why we have this country of ours, and here and there we come back to full circle to understand that we're not in the world, you know, we're not of the world, we're in the world, and we're here to be, you know, life changers, to be, you know, catalysts for good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and because we've been empowered with, you know, God's grace, and as you say, with the blood of Christ, that it's not that it, you know, that we're greater than. We're greater than in the eyes of God because we're faithful to that. And hopefully what we promote in terms of life is something that is attractive to others, so that they say, you know, hey, Lauren, I want what you got. What do you got that I don't have?
And right? I don't know about y'all, but I fail miserably, and I have to stop and go, I'm going to be more like you tomorrow.
Mm.
I'm going to be more like your mercies. Every morning, mm-hmm. and to show other people that you do understand what's going on in the world. I mean, there's no beauty in, well, I don't have a clue. All I know is my world is fine. I mean, you want to be able to understand so you can have conversations with people and know where they're coming from and study to show yourself true.
Right.
That's the deal with the newspaper and the Bible. Well,
right.
yeah, we need to study the Word of God, but also know what's happening so God can use us to affect and change a hurting, dying world. You can't do that if your head's poked in the sand.
Exactly. Well, you know, for you to wait till tomorrow, I try and do it in 15-minute segments, because I can screw up real quick in another, give me another 15 minutes, and I go, okay, well, all right, well, that one's gone. Let's try another 15. Let's reset the timer on this one more time and try and get it right. And I relate so much with Paul when he says, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I don't, I do. You know, we are a mess sometimes, aren't we?
We are. He takes our stuff. The blood takes our stuff and completely makes it orderly and beautiful. You know,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, whatever we perceive maybe as less than, we serve a more than God, and He keeps on proving that to us.
More than.
In spite of ourselves. Well, Lauren, happy Easter to you, Robin, and the kids, and the whole family, all the dogs, all the puppies over there, and everything. So, Lord, love you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy Easter. All right. Ciao.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world.
Live.com.
Hey, we're back with you on this Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday of the holiest of weeks in the liturgical calendar leading up to Easter. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Scott Paley joins us now. He's the author of Get It Together, Cultural and Practical Tips to Be a Successful Adult. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here, Scott, to talk about, you know, right now we've got a lot of young people, as you know. We had a March for Our Lives. They're getting a lot of coverage. And there might be some advice that they need to get from you, you know, taken from your new book, Get It Together, Cultural and Practical Tips to Be a Successful Adult. I mean, the thing is that we need to hold into perspective here is these kids still, I mean, what, you know, they've been walking the planet 15, 17 years. They are not the geniuses and the be-all and end-all. Certainly what they've experienced has been horrific, and they've got some value to offer in the discussion of where this country wants to be and how it sees itself dealing with national security issues and issues of personal protection. Based on your book, Scott, what would you want these kids to know?
Well, I think it's really cool what they're doing. They're taking advantage of the tools that they have to make their opinions known. But what I would say is that there's two sides to every story. And one of the parts that I have in the book about effective communications is, in order for you to sell your ideas, you have to understand the ideas of the people you're selling to. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's a pretty complicated debate, this particular debate. And if it was simple, it would have been solved a long time ago.
Exactly.
So hyping it is great for media, and it's great for making people feel uncomfortable, perhaps. But it's not necessarily the way legislation is going to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one of the things that I also put a part in the book about basic government, because I don't think people learn a lot about it. For example, when you protest, who should you protest to? Where is it going to be most effective?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does legislation actually get done? So I think they're doing a great thing, but I do think that it's been co-opted to some extent mm-hmm. by people that have that agenda. And I don't think they're thinking about the other side of it as much and why there's such resistance to some of their ideas. And also, you know, there's some basic, just a basic question. I did a little research the other day just to try for my own curiosity. And it turns out that the number of households, the percentage of households with guns in the U.S. has basically stayed the same for the last 50 years. So it ranged anywhere from 37 to 47% in the statistics that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that, you know, you have about the same number of guns in households, but people are getting shot in schools now. What changed?
Right.
So when you look at it that way, you know, you wonder, is it just about making the law, or is it about other things? It could be a lot of other things,
mm-hmm.
but only one thing's being talked about right now.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And at the end of the day, after all this emotion, Scott, to your point, what you would want is that the kids would be better off as a result of the protest and this process. What I'm concerned with is that reality is going to deal with this problem. Like you say, we have a constitution. There is legislation to be considered. And what comes out of this, I think that early on, we've gotten some response and positive things occurring in terms of schools finally realizing that having a big sign on the front door saying this is a gun-safe zone, a gun-free zone, no bueno. You know, that doesn't work. You know, this is a failed part of the system that we're able to look at very starkly and say, let's get that sign out of here. Let's take a look at, you know, really strengthening up these soft areas so that they're not key targets for people who want to come up and shoot the place up. So I think there's some good ideas and things that are being done there. Now, because the kids are running somewhat amok with this passion, which I agree is a good thing, but what I'm concerned about is after the party's over and the NRA is not eradicated and everybody doesn't turn in their AR-15s, are they going to be so discouraged because they were not properly educated to realize that, hey, there are, as you say, far-reaching you know, things about this, that it's very complex. But even though it's complex, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be talking about it. I think we should address it. But at the end of the day, hopefully we have some sympathy for the other side, compassion for the other side to say, okay, well, I understand your position better than I did before. And in light of that, I can feel like we can come together and, you know, do something that is constructive, that, you know, answers the problem. Because ultimately what we're looking at, it's not about eradicating the NRA or taking away people's guns. It's about human safety, is it not?
Yes, of course. And you know, anytime something happens that's bad, you see an immediate reaction. You see, for example, during the Enron days when they had that big, you know, big scandal, that was pretty bad. So they passed Sarbanes-Oxley. And, of course, it caused a lot of it had some good points and it had some bad points that came out in the 2008 crash.
Right.
You know, there are all kinds of I'm in a debate group, and it's really astounding how you get whipsawed back and forth between the different sides that actually come up with great reasons why the side you never would ever agree with, and you're nodding your head. Wow, they make a good point.
Right.
So so one of the things I've done in the book is that I just think that the first part of it deals with culture. So there, it has to do with what made America an exceptional country, and what about its people and the culture allowed that to happen. You know, the personal responsibility, hard work, the American dream, keeping your commitments, what's a handshake mean, things of that nature. But then it also talks about things like, you know, picking your friends correctly so that you realize what is a friend really supposed to do and demand from people that you associate with certain types of personal behavior that I hope will create a ripple effect throughout the country. And there also that section about interacting with others, and that kind of thing deals with not only the conversations that we're having nationally, but also it would be conversations you have with your family or your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, that when you actually consider their side of it and understand their point of view and you can civilly have a conversation with them, maybe you can come to some sort of agreement, but when people yell at each other, everybody gets their backs up, and then nobody listens to anybody, and nothing gets done. So I just think that that's really the lesson, addressing the main part of your point, is there's nothing wrong with protesting, and there's nothing wrong with making your opinion known, but to do it effectively, you really have to understand the other side and then work together to figure out a solution that solves the problem.
And getting back to the culture, does it have the intestinal fortitude and the character makeup to allow that to happen? Right now, with the contention that has arisen and been allowed to promulgate, it's a challenge. And we've got to get outside of ourselves if we're going to come to that that beneficial crossroad, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. And to that point, the book has, you know, a lot of times people read books and you read it and then you put it down, you read another book later and you read another one, and by the time a year goes by, you can't really remember.
Right.
You can't really remember much about what you read because you just can't. There's just no way, too much information. So what I've done throughout the book is to put exercises in there in many sections, so that, for example, one of the first sections.
Well, Scott, we only got about 20 seconds left, so let's just surmise it to say, ladies and gentlemen, get your hands on the book if you want to be a successful adult, because that's what this country is crying out for these days. Scott Paley, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
I think a lot of us could relate to that line, life is short, we want to live it well. Well, our next guest has lived it well. From Cape Crusader to Canine Crusader, Burt Ward as Robin, the boy wonder from the 1966 Batman TV series, rescued the citizens of Gotham City. Now he's also starring in a new animated Batman feature film from Warner Brothers. We're going to talk about that. But what many people don't know about the Cape Crusaders, that Burt has rescued more than 15,500 dogs. I mean, we're talking, that's a lot of dogs. 15,500 dogs. And boy, that's a story in and of itself. The fact that you would have that many dogs that would need rescuing. And he's also created a special feeding and care program that has helped dogs live amazingly longer, healthier, happier lives. Holy Batman, Robin. I mean, what else can you say? Burt Ward, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, sir?
Well, wonderful citizen.
Hey, I'm
Spillaker.
Hey, yes, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Hey, you know, I was telling several of my friends I was going to be talking with you this morning, and they said, you know what? We liked Robin better than Batman. I mean, what did you got some kind of cult following going on? Because, I mean, I was going, whoa, what brought that up?
Well, let me tell you, if you want to know the answer to that, is remember, there were so many children that watched Batman, loved Batman growing up. I mean, the adults loved it, and the college kids and the teenagers liked it, too. But a lot of kids, I mean, it was like hero worship. Mm-hmm. Well, a child that looks in the mirror sees that he's not 6'4" like Batman, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's not 16 years old to drive a Batmobile, but he could ride in that Batmobile just like Robin does.
Exactly.
And he could fight villains just like Robin does. So kids really actually identified more with Robin than with Batman.
Exactly. Wow, that's an excellent point. Well, so that explains everything, because I thought, well, is that a bit irreverent? I mean, is Burt going to accept that? But hey, you just explained it perfectly, why the Batman TV series was such a phenomenal hit. It's been in reruns now for nearly 50 years. But tell us about this new, we mentioned this new animated Batman movie out of Warner Brothers.
Yes, it's called Batman versus Two-Face. It's animated with Adam West's voice as Batman, my voice as Robin, and the voice of Two-Face is portrayed by none other than William Shatner. So here you have the two most iconic TV shows in history, Batman and Star Trek, with the actors working together.
Mm. Well, and the idea that you have a character like Two-Face really gives you a great foundation for many storylines, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Warner Brothers has done a fabulous job. It is actually out now. It's in stores on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download, and people love it. It was actually voted one of the best Batman animated features ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bert, you know, reflecting a bit on the Batman series, what a successful series, the fact that it has been in reruns for 50 years. I mean, is that a record? It's got to be a record, isn't it?
Well, Batman has actually been on for 52 years. It came on January 12, 1966, and it's been prime time for the first 3 years, twice a week. It's 120 episodes, been in reruns ever since then. It's watched by millions of people every week all over the U.S. and still in many countries throughout the world.
Wow. Can we go down memory lane a little bit, maybe share a couple of your favorite stories with you and Adam West?
Well, let me just tell you this. The greatest fun I had on Batman was surviving. I mean, let me tell you something. That was a very dangerous show to make.
Yes.
Because, we used to say that we put on our tights to put on the world, but I remember in the very first day of filming, I was in the Batmobile, in the Batcave, and I looked over, I thought it was Adam West, and it was in the costume, but it wasn't. It was a stunt driver. I said, well, why are you here? Because it's a very dangerous stunt, and we don't want Adam West to get hurt. I said, well, wait a minute.
What about me?
The passenger side. What about me? Oh, yeah. You have a stunt man. I said, great. Well, where is he? Oh, he's over having coffee with Adam West. I said, well, wait a minute. Why isn't he here? And I called, and the assistant director came over, and I said, wait a minute. This stuntman tells me it's very dangerous, this stunt. Oh, yes, it is. And why isn't my stuntman here? Oh, because he doesn't look like you. Wait a minute. You hired a man to be my stuntman, and he doesn't look like me, and you can't use him? Why didn't you hire him? Well, we couldn't find anybody else. So we came out at 55 miles an hour. My door flew open. I was to knock the cameraman off his camera truck, knock the big arc lamp over. I almost fell out. I caught my little finger on the gear shift knob, pulled it right out of joint. And when they came over and kind of rescued everybody, they looked at my hand and they said, we got to get you to a doctor because it was swollen up in the glove. And I said, yes. I said, where do I go to get in the car to go to the hospital? Oh, no, we can't leave now. We didn't get the shot. I said, well, wait a minute. You mean I can't go to the hospital? Oh, no. And that was at 7:30 in the morning, and I left for the hospital at noon.
And your hand swollen up probably three times its size as a result of all that.
Yeah, the first of 4 days in a row I went to the emergency hospital.
4 days in a row you go to emergency? Were they hoping after the fifth day you got a free car wash? What was all that about?
Let me tell you something. The producers were very smart. They took out a very large life insurance policy on me, and I could swear by the third season they were trying to collect on it.
It's like, did you have to make sure that everybody had donuts at every daily shooting just to protect yourself?
It was a very dangerous show, I will tell you that. Did you know I'm also a canine crusader?
Oh, well, that's what I was going to talk about. We were talking about what you've been doing in rescuing dogs. I love dogs. I mean, I'm a dog lover, and to see what happens with these dogs, how they've been abused, and the fact that you're out there leading the charge as a canine crusader, that's wonderful. Tell us about that.
Well, for the last 24 years, my wife and I have rescued more than 15,500 dogs, every one of which would have been put to death if we hadn't been there. But what's incredibly important to go with that is that in the course of rescuing these dogs, we found a way to greatly enhance and lengthen the dogs' lives.
Wow.
In other words, we have a feeding and care program called our Gentle Giants Feeding and Care Program. That's the name of our rescue, Gentle Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And we developed a food called Gentle Giants. And between the food and our feeding and care program, we've got dogs living up to 27 years. Nobody's ever done anything like that. And they're healthy. They're running around like puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And at my house right now, I've got 24 of them. that have already lived more than twice their normal lifespan.
That's incredible.
Our charity. My wife and I take no salary from this, but we went to Walmart and we said, listen, we want to give you this food at our cost. Can you put it out for everybody in America that would like to have their dog live up to 27 years and put it out as inexpensively as possible? Well, because we take nothing from it, our dog food called Gentle Giants is actually selling in all the Walmarts for half the price of what you would pay in a pet store for a dog food that won't keep your dog living 27 years. So our motto is half the price and twice the life.
Wow. Holy Batman, Robin, I'm telling you, Bert, this is exciting because I got to tell you, as a little kid, I remember I had a dog. And my parents had to put him down. And it was a situation where the dog was, with the family for about 12, 13 years. And at that time, I just purposed in my head, I go, gosh, the dogs just don't live long enough. And when I was reading about what you and your wife have been doing, you know, not only rescuing dogs, but extending their life with this new line of dog food, wow, this is, you know, high five to you because...
Well, thank you. And it's all for charity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, because we don't take anything from it, people can go out and everybody could afford to buy this dog food called Gentle Giants at their local Walmart. And Walmart has been incredibly wonderful to partner with us to actually do something for people. You know, there's 80 million dogs in the U.S. And by the way, Bill, I got to tell you one thing. I have some people that say to me, well, you're doing all this wonderful stuff for dogs. You're helping them live twice as long. But what are you doing for people? I go, well, wait a minute. If your dog lives an extra 5 or 10 or maybe even 15 years longer, look what it does for your life.
Exactly.
A dog with you another 10 or 15 years. I said, gee, I thought about that. That's a good idea, Bert.
Yeah, without a doubt. What's the magic that keeps the dogs living so long, Bert?
It's called science.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is that we don't fill our dog food with a ton of fat, which all dog foods I've ever seen are filled with fat because it makes dogs hungrier to make you buy more dog food. If you feel regular dog food, you're going to feel a greasy, slightly greasy feel on the outside. That's because it's been sprayed with fat, animal fat, to get your dog to eat it. Well, wait a minute. Common sense tells you you wouldn't take bacon grease and pour it down your garbage disposal, would you? Because it would ruin it. Well, if animal fat will ruin a metal garbage disposal, what is it doing to the intestines of the dog you love? We don't have that. We don't have extra fat. We don't have grease on the outside. We have the best USA ingredients, and that's why our dogs are living up to 27 healthy, active years.
Wow. I can hear people already running to Walmart saying thank you and getting their hands on this product for their dogs. I mean, we spend so much money on our dogs, and we want them to live longer. And this is an answer to a lot of prayers, I got to tell you, Bert Ward. And just as you said, you know, to have your dog around, you know, 5-10 years longer, what a difference you imagine that could make. Where can they go for more information, Bert?
So please come to our website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com. And on our website, it's got videos, it's got tutorials. It shows you how to properly feed your dog, how to properly care for your dog. It explains in detail how we are able to have these dogs live so long. We also have a wonderful Facebook page called Gentle Giants Dog Food Product that's interactive. That means all of your listeners and viewers can write
exactly
in and can answer the question for them.
Well, Bert, we got to leave it right there. It's a wrap. Bert Ward on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bert.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com.